The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, I'm your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill, and you're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service and Connect to Success. For the next half hour, I'll be bringing you information and inspiration that I hope will connect you to your own success. Let's get started with the APH.com. APH and the Dolly Wood Foundation have collaborated to expand the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, DPIL, program, providing young children who are blind and visually impaired with accessible books in print, braille, and audio formats, ensuring that all DPIL children and families are able to share and enjoy the books they receive. The free books for children are from birth to age 5. Through this partnership, 6 of the DPIL books are chosen each year to be Braille Tales books. Braille labels are added to each book, bringing the whole family together by allowing each person to read Braille or print. For more information, you can go to www.aph.org/braille-tales. Some more information from APH.org. How new technologies are enhancing accessibility. Chancy Fleet, Accessitive Technology Coordinator at New York City's Andrew Haskell Braille and Talking Book Library, talked about new technologies that are making the world easier to navigate for people with visual impairments on a recent episode of NPR's 1A. Also interviewed on the podcast was Andrew Leland, author of The Country of the Blind, a memoir at the end of sight, who is described the ways technology has helped him adjust to declining visions. Leland also recounted how the 33 1/3 RPM record was developed in the 1930s for talking books for the blind long before it became the standard for commercial record albums. And Fleet praised NLS's free on loan Braille e-readers. He says, "I'm really excited that the financial disincentive to engage with Braille is going to go away," she said, "and I think we might be at the beginning of a real Braille renaissance because of that." If you missed that interview, you can again go to NPR's 1A. Now I'm bringing you some information from the ncdhhs.gov website, and we're going to go through some information that they have. They have community services that they offer to help anyone who's blind or visually impaired. They say the community services, they can provide you with tools, services, and education you need to be an active participant in your community, regardless of your visual ability. Access to printed materials. Materials can be produced in Braille for other agencies, groups, and individuals. Our communications unit produces material in alternate format, primarily Braille for DSB employees. Alternate formats may be produced if you have no other means of obtaining the material. The requested materials have a per-page fee. The communications unit will follow all copyright laws, specifically Public Law 104-197, which allows the production of material in specialized formats, Braille, audio, or digital text, which is exclusively for use by blind or other persons with disabilities. Without obtaining copyright permission, large print production is not included in the Public Law 104-107. They say that they have the unit that will also not produce textbooks, cookbooks, math, computer codes, or foreign language Braille. Consumers will be referred to appropriate resources if the unit is unable to fulfill requests. They have aids and appliances. The aids and appliances unit sells small aids and appliances developed or adapted for people who are blind or visually impaired at a cost. Items for sale that they have are included sewing machines, watches, talking Braille, Braille large print, KitchenAids, long oven mitts, large print timers, low vision aids, special sunglasses, and reading glasses. These are other products that are available for free, plus shipping and state tax. And to request this, all this information or more about things you can get, you can contact them for more services at 919-527-6770. Again, the number is 919-527-6770. And again, all this information comes from www.ncdhhs.gov. Let's talk some more information. Camp Dogwood. It is Camp Dogwood supports the involvement of people who are blind or deaf-blind in camping experiences at Camp Dogwood. The camp is located near Lake Norman and is supported through the Lions Foundation of North Carolina. If you want information about participating in the Camp Dogwood, you can contact 1-800-662-7401, extension 223. Again, 1-800-662-7401. Extension 223. Now, for education and outreach, the Division of Services for the Blind, or DSB, provides information on services at public events. They also can provide education and awareness to family members, caregivers, civic groups, businesses, and other service providers on topics related to vision loss, including low vision aids, talking aids, and other adaptive aids to assist people with vision loss. Technology available to assist people with vision loss. Travel techniques for sighted people assisting people with vision loss. Handicap placards. If you have current eye report on file, or if you can provide a report documenting your legal blindness, you can verify your eligibility for a handicap parking placard. Once verified, you can get an application for a handicap placard from your local social worker for the blind or local district office. Library services, they can assist you in applying for audiobooks, books in Braille, or large print books from the NC Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. A descriptive video service is also available. NC Fishing License. In North Carolina, people with blindness are eligible for a free fishing license. With a current eye report, you can be assisted in applying. There are also support groups. In many communities, groups have formed to provide support for people who have lost vision and to their family members. These groups focus on educational, recreational, and social activities. They can provide contact information about these groups at the DBS. Also, tax deductions. With a current eye report documenting legal blindness, you can verify that you are eligible for a tax deduction based on blindness. VIP, Visually Impaired Persons Fishing Tournament. The VIP Fishing Tournament, the largest gathering of blind and visually impaired people in North Carolina, is held annually in October on the Outer Banks. Participants from across the state attend the event. The tournament is sponsored by the Outer Banks Lions Club. They can assist you with applying for the VIP Visually Impaired Persons Fishing Tournament that again happens every October on the Outer Banks. And if you're not registered to vote, you can register to vote. You know, this time around is very important to vote, as every time is, but course right now is very imperative that we get anybody and everybody that can vote to go out to vote. So the DBS has voter registration. The vocational rehabilitation counselor, the independent living rehabilitation counselor, and the social worker for the blind offer individuals the opportunity to complete a voter registration preference forms and offer the North Carolina Agency Voter Registration Application Update Form at applications for services, recertifications at each renewal of service, change of address or name. You contact for request or services the district office nearest you or the blind registrar clerk. You can call 919-527-6705 or 919-733-6705. 919-527-9822. Again, 919-527-6705 or 919-733-9822. For more information about the Communications Unit, State Library of NC, statelibrary.ncdcr.gov, Community Partnerships for Literacy, many grants have announced that 8 awards totaling $65,982 go to local library projects that support the creation of literacy and learning centers in local community places. Libraries with community partners can establish an environment of familiar and intergenerational learning in their communities. Beaufort County Community College plans to partner with Open Door Women's Shelter to facilitate the establishment of a navigation room within the shelter. The navigation room will provide a private meeting space for residents to meet with social workers or case managers, for children to do homework, read, and play, allow for residents to work on resumes, job searches, or connect with family, and a space to offer enrichment classes. This multi-purpose space aims to address the limited privacy within the living facility and empower families and individuals to assess resources and progress towards independence. The Davidson Literacy Center Project is a collaboration with the Davidson County Department of Social Services and will provide furnishings, educational toys, and books to create two literacy centers located within social services. The centers will serve as visitation rooms for foster children and their families who need a comfortable, safe, and fun home-like environment to visit with each other, interact in a healthy manner, and build and rebuild or sustain relationships. The books and educational toys will provide a way for family members to interact so that they can connect and build literacy skills. A complete list of awardees appears at https://slnc.info/CPLG. Grant awards are made possible by funding from the Federal Institute of Museum and Library, or IMLS, under the provisions of the Library Services and Technology Act, or LSTA, as administered by the State Library of North Carolina, a division of the NC Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, or IMLS grant number LS-253-645-OLS-23. LSTA grants are awarded in response to specific needs for public, academic, and community college libraries. These federal funds are investments that help libraries deliver relevant and up-to-date services to their communities. They also recently had an NC Library Week, which happened in April, and what that Library Week was to celebrate, honor libraries and staff across the state. The SLNC shared on social media and in the library development newsletters about how libraries support their communities, including how libraries are leading the way in creating inclusive, accessible, and safe outreach efforts, and the impact of public libraries. Additionally, a special message from State Librarian Michelle Underhill was shared to celebrate Library Workers' Day and acknowledge library staff hard at work. Scholarships for Evergreen Online Conference. The State Library provided scholarships for 82 library staff across the state to attend the 2024 Evergreen International Online Conference. 41 went to staff at public libraries and 41 went to staff at community college libraries. Evergreen is an open source integrated library system software used by the majority of public libraries in North Carolina. Just this year, 24 community college libraries began using the Evergreen software, and 25 more are expected to implement it in the fall. The four-day online conference covered topics ranging from cataloging to resource sharing to software development and concluded with a hack fest. Members of the NC Cardinal team gave four presentations. Scholarships in NC Cardinal are supported by grant funds from Institute of Museum and Library Services, or IMLS, under the provisions of the LSTA, as administered by the State Library of North Carolina and the Division of NC Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. Recent additions to the collections of the GHL, new to the North Carolina digital locations. Have more information about that coming up. Just in case you need to know the statutes, North Carolina General Statutes, the North Carolina Digital Collections offer access to the North Carolina General Statutes from 1821 through 1999. The ongoing digitization project aims to cover the entire collection. Our state magazine's 2020 issues are also available in North Carolina Digital Collections. The February 2020 issues features a guide to the best restaurants across the state, an interesting article coin toss about artist Selma Burke's connection to Franklin D. Roosevelt's profile on the U.S. dime. You can also explore issues dated back to 1933 in the North Carolina Digital Collections. Again, you have the North Carolina Digital Collections up until February 2020. And of course, if you are interested in our state magazine, you can always tune into NC Reading Service. We also have our state magazine that we have you listen to. Other information, statistics of North Carolina public libraries from 1973 to 2000. Statistics include a list of libraries participating in state aid, size of collections, circulation data, and directory of public library and state library staff, and more. New titles available in ProQuest Black Historical Newspapers. ProQuest Black Historical Newspapers are these historical newspapers provide genealogists, researchers, and scholars with online, easily searchable first-hand accounts and unparalleled coverage of the times, politics, society, and events. Titles include the Atlanta Daily World, Baltimore Afro-American, Michigan Chronicle, New York Amsterdam News, and the Norfolk Journal and Guide. These titles are available with an SLNC Government and Heritage Library card. Let's move on now to lock.gov website. They have Cooking Without Looking, food preparation methods and techniques for visually impaired homemakers. Began as a master thesis by University of Texas graduate student Esther Knudsen Tips in 1956. Tips surveyed blind homemakers about their needs in the kitchen and had students at the Texas School for the Blind test dozens of recipes according to a 1958 story in the Clifton, Texas Record. Published with the help of Library of Congress, Tips Cooking Without Looking is still helping visually impaired cooks navigate the kitchen and undoubtedly produce delicious meals. It's also one of the most requested titles since NLS began offering its patrons hard copy Braille books on demand to keep on indefinite loan. Indeed, more than 500 of the 8,300 Braille on-demand titles requested by NLS patrons since the program began in the summer of 2022 are cookbooks. In fact, noted by the Washington Post in a December food section, women sit at offices and read Braille, and they like to learn more about cooking for their family. More information from lock.gov. Content Quality Assurance Section Head Christopher Walker and Braille Quality Assurance Specialist Deborah Brown discussed a newly produced Braille on Demand book. Bestsellers like the Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings series, learning to read books like Nothing Fits a Dinosaur, and Braille instruction manuals are also popular choices for NLS patrons. No surprise there. But a closer look at the most requested titles reveals the variety of interests that patrons have. There's a treasury of knitting patterns, crochet your way, and other how-tos, puzzle books like Sudoku Easy to Hard, and the biggest riddle book in the world, Spanish language instructional materials, all are most requested for NLS patrons. With Braille on Demand, patrons can get those and any of the other 18,000 plus electronic Braille e-Braille books available on BARD, the NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download web service, embossed in hard copy Braille. It's been a smashing success. NLS patron engagement section head Tamara Rory says, with the development of the NLS Braille e-reader, an electronic Braille display providing free online to patrons, NLS has seen a big increase in digital Braille downloads from BARD, 424,319 titles in the fiscal year of 23, more than 32,000 over the previous year. But while eBraille is undeniably convenient, hundreds of books can be stored on the Braille e-reader. Hard copy Braille is a better format for books that patrons want to be able to easily thumb through and jump from section to section, like cookbooks and craft guides or old favorites they want to read over and over. Initially, patrons could request one Braille on-demand title per month. As the program has matured, that limit has been eased, but practicality prevails. Braille books are bulky and take up a lot of space on shelves. If they order too many books, they won't have anywhere to put them, Rory says. To speed delivery and keep costs down, Braille on-demand books have cardstock covers with simple labels and are comb-bound instead of hard-bound, like the Braille titles NLS produces and sends to the libraries in its national network. Patrons have responded enthusiastically. I adore this program, one e-reader wrote. I love reading Braille, and the idea of having a small library is great, another patron wrote. The Braille on Demand program has benefits for NLS, too, by reducing expenditures for mass producing and storing hard copy Braille books. It's also a key part of the NLS's Braille Modernization Initiative, which began with development of Braille e-readers. More than 7,000 NLS patrons who don't own expensive commercial Braille displays now have access to e-Braille books, and more Braille readers are being distributed by NLS libraries every month. More people are reading Braille because the barriers that were up have fallen down, Rory says. Currently, Braille books make up about 15% of the NLS catalog. To get more Braille titles onto BARD, NLS will begin using automated transcription software to create text-only Braille books from ebooks. The technology to do that has gotten very sophisticated. Rory says human Braille transcription is a lengthy process that requires diligently quality assurance review that will always be required for some Braille books, like those cookbooks and craft guides. But by using automated transcription to create what NLS is calling Express Braille, simple books that don't have tables, charts, or other non-text features can be quickly and economically brailled, proofed, and uploaded to BARD. The Braille Modernization Initiative also includes plans to begin integrating tactile graphics, such as the maps commonly included in fantasy books, into Braille on-demand books. And last year, NLS began producing wall and pocket-sized Braille calendars for its patrons. The North Carolina Accessible Books and Library Services, or NCABLS, is a special public library that circulates books and magazines, especially made for persons who cannot use regular printed material because of a visual, physical, or reading disability. Now we move on to the dncr.nc.gov website. What can I find at the State Library of North Carolina Accessible Books and Library Services? The NCABLS offers a wide range of books and magazines in a number of formats for free and loans specifically designed cassette players to patrons who request tape service. They also offer descriptive video services or DVS for free, which presents a descriptive audio track that describes the spoken detail of movies. You can check out their online catalog for a full inventory of what they have to offer. Again, that's at dncr.nc.gov. Also, who is eligible for the services? Anyone who can't use regular printed materials because of a visual or other physical handicap is eligible to use their materials. This includes anyone whose visual impairment can't be corrected with reading glasses. They can also help people with a physical disability that prevents them from turning pages or holding a book, and those certain learning disabilities may qualify. Facilities serving qualified persons, such as schools and nursing homes, are also eligible. You need to apply to use these services, and you can check these out on any services at the dncr.nc.gov website. Through two services that were offered to Bard and Noble, you can also call 1-888-388-2460 to make book requests and get answers to any questions you might have about what they offer. Again, the number is 1-888-388-2460 to get any other information about what they offer. Okay, the APH.org has more information, and they talk about helping people get on their way, helping them learn more about their circumstances, as well as being able to offer resources. That's APH.org. And let's talk a little bit of technology that we have going on. The Monarch's 10 lines of Braille are also equally important for a deafblind user. Usually limits the one line at a time on most Braille displays. The ability to read multiple lines at once on a device like the Monarch will greatly equalize the playing field for deafblind students. That is the Monarch. You can, by purchasing the Monarch, teachers invest in their students' academic growth. The Monarch will greatly increase literacy, not just your standard Braille literacy, but also your math and tactile graphic literacy. This increases students' abilities to understand tactile groups. Again, this is the Monarch. The Monarch 10 lines of Braille used equally for deafblind users. Another piece of technology, Juno, magnifying on the go with this powerful 7-inch LCD touchscreen handheld video magnifier with optical character recognition designed to accommodate the needs of students and adults with low vision. Juno is a great magnifying solution for use during work and recreational activities. And, of course, we'll bring you more technology each month so that you can put your best foot forward to find out things that will help you connect to your success. And a quick note, save this date. New Visions Gala benefiting the North Carolina Reading Service, Friday, September 13th, 2024, at the Greenwood Ballroom of the Crabtree Marriott at 4500 Marriott Drive in Raleigh. Again, this is the New Vision Gala benefiting the North Carolina Reading Service, Friday, September 13th, 2024, at the Crabtree Marriott at 4500 Marriott Drive. It's a great event, and we have everybody. We want everybody to come out and support. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for this episode of Connect to Success. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or want to donate, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. You're listening to Connect to Success. I'm Shadate Hargett-Hill. See you next time